Korean Quilt.
Anna, you don't look to be at your best today. What's wrong?
Oh, I'm on fire, Richard. I mean, I'm hot, hot, hot. 열이 나요.
Hello, look at this. It looks like your temperature is a sultry 38 degrees. Oh my God, what exactly is wrong, Anna?
Oh, I think it's this cough I have. 기침을 해요.
Oh, you've got a cough. 기침을 해요?
All right, I'm back from the doctor's office and ready for some Korean.
Let's get right into it then, shall we? Can you remind our good listeners what we just heard?
Sure. I was telling that extremely attractive doctor that I have a cough. 기침을 해요.
Right. I mean, about the extremely attractive doctor part.
Right.
But with the phrase itself here, 기침 means cough and is a noun. So when combined with the verb 하다 or 해요 in this case, it becomes a full sentence. Basically, I've got a cough. 기침을 해요.
Right. 기침을 해요.
Or a little bit more naturally, I've got a cough. 기침을 해요.
기침을 해요.
Now, how about when we have a really bad cough, Anna? Can we make this expression any different?
You bet we can. We can add 많이 after the noun and say, I have a really bad cough. 기침을 많이 해요.
Seems simple enough. I have a really bad cough. 기침을 많이 해요.
Right. So for someone who is also suffering from a fever, they can start by using what we learned yesterday, 열이 나요.
Or 열이 있어요.
Exactly. And then they could say, I have a cough. 기침을 해요.
Exactly. Or I have a really bad cough. 기침을 많이 해요.
Okay, that's it for us today. See you next time back on KQ.
Bye-bye.